New research finds that taking hormones after menopause does not protect women from heart disease or bone fractures. The research, published in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, also suggests that hormones increase a woman's risk of developing blood clots and gallbladder disease. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
For years, doctors have believed that hormone therapy could reduce the risk of a range of diseases, including heart disease. So they were surprised 4 years ago when researchers from the University of California, San Francisco, published the results of a major study. It found hormone replacement did not protect older women with heart disease from heart attack. But there was a hint that the women who had been on hormones the longest were at slightly decreased risk. So the researchers decided to follow them, over 2,300 women, for another 3 years to see what happened. Epidemiologist Deborah Grady headed the new study.
And unfortunately, there was no overall benefit. In fact, that trend more or less reversed itself. And over the entire 6.8, nearly 7 years of follow-up, there was no benefit at all from treatment with hormone therapy.
And in a second study with the same group of women, researchers found no evidence that hormone therapy helped reduce bone fractures. Dr. Stephen Hulley headed that study. He says it also appears the hormones were actually causing problems.
The rates of clots in the legs and lungs were doubled in our women, and that the rates of gallbladder disease were increased by 50%.
And for younger, healthier women, there's no good evidence so far that hormone therapy protects them from heart disease. Preliminary findings from a large ongoing study of postmenopausal women without heart disease finds an actual increase in the risk of blood clots, stroke, and heart attack among those on hormone therapy. Dr. Deborah Grady says women should not expect hormone replacement to reduce the risk of any disease. She says it's still appropriate to relieve the hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause. That's what it was originally approved for decades ago.
But then it seemed that women who were taking it for that purpose perhaps had fewer fractures, and perhaps they had fewer heart attacks, and perhaps they had less dementia. And that's what gave us the idea that maybe estrogen was good for those things. But I think, as it turns out, women who decided to take estrogen or whose doctors gave it to them are just healthier.
And wealthier, says Grady, with better access to medical care and greater attention to eating well and exercising. As a result, these women probably had less heart disease. Grady says when all the evidence is added up, the message is clear.
People keep harping on this idea that things have become more confusing. I don't see that. I think things with regard to who should take hormone therapy have become much clearer. And right now, the best indication, and perhaps the only indication for using hormone replacement therapy, is to treat menopausal symptoms. And it's very effective for that. But for that purpose, it doesn't need to be taken for a long period of time.
Grady recommends her patients take hormonal therapy for about a year and then try to taper off. She says most women experience symptoms for only about 3 to 4 years. In an editorial, Kaiser Permanente epidemiologist Diana Petiti says there are many new options for women worried about heart disease and bone fractures. There are statin drugs to lower cholesterol, ACE inhibitors to prevent heart attack, and new medications that maintain bone density. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.